Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. Silverlight, as you know, is a great technology that allows developers to write applications that live inside the browser. Very rich, expressive applications. At PDC 09, we're going to have a special workshop the day before the PDC starts about getting the most out of Silverlight 3. It's going to be taught by Richard Griffin and Ian Griffith. I've asked Mike Toutley to be my special correspondent to interview them and find out more about this workshop. Let's take a look.
All right, hello, my name is Mike Talty. I work for Microsoft in the UK, and I am here with
Rich Griffin
and
Ian Griffiths
to talk about the pre-conference session that the guys are doing around Silverlight at the PDC.
Getting the most out of Microsoft Silverlight 3, it says there.
So how do you guys come to Silverlight? Because I know, Ian, you're a former WPF guy.
Well, I still am a WPF guy, but I do user interface stuff in general.
And Rich, I know that you run a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, I do actually. It's quite profitable.
So Silverlight, what's the background here? Where do you come to Silverlight from?
Well, pretty much like Ian, started out doing WPF and then very quickly moved into Silverlight, started doing it, WPFE I think it was when it was originally called. And then kind of as time's gone on, moved forward with the times really, and here now doing Silverlight 3.
So you really followed it all the way through from kind of version 1 through version 2 with .NET and through into version 3, all the way through?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And Ian, similar sort of story?
Well, I think for me, the point at which it started to get really interesting was Silverlight 2 when the .NET framework came on board. You know, Silverlight 1, it's like, okay, graphics in the browser. Personally, I was more interested in WPF at that point, but once you start getting the features like templating, control templates, data binding, and so on, and the ability to use C# in the browser, that's the point where I go, okay, this is going to be quite useful. So Silverlight 2 is where I started to get on board, and then, yes, it's kind of been getting more interesting ever since.
So you're doing a whole day pre-conference session at the PDC.
A whole day of the GRIFs?
The GRIFs. All about Silverlight 3. And so what's this going to look like? Is it going to be, am I expecting to turn up and see that Hard Rock memorabilia website again and some 2.5D projections of videos spinning on the screen? Is that it?
No, we've kind of decided to make life hard for ourselves. We want to make the demos more, require concentration, basically. Yeah, I think people have probably seen enough rotating logos and graphically flashy stuff. Because, you know, we know we can do that. It's like, well, fine. That's not really the focus of the day. You know, it's getting the most out of Microsoft Light 3. Well, yeah, media is one part of it, but as I say, that's not the bit that actually I think is the most valuable. So we really want to focus on what you have to do as an application developer to build real Silverlight applications, and that means focusing on the tricky stuff like the conceptual ideas that underpin it all, how you're going to hook it into the back-end services, what's your architecture look like to wire up the various pieces, because a Silverlight application doesn't exist in isolation. Yeah, it's the front end of a larger piece. There's got to be a web server there somehow. How does that all hook up? And we're going to want to look at things like how do you design the code at both ends and make it all work as a cohesive whole.
I think we're going to talk about the things that people don't talk about when you go to a Silverlight session. So the things that we've come across in the real world, when we've been in the trenches, the things that we've had to do, the problems we've had to solve, and really kind of helping those guys that are going to come along to the session kind of get up to speed with, if you are out there in the trenches, these are the kind of things that we've found, and kind of helping you guys get up to speed so that you don't have to go through that pain, effectively.
So if I come along, are you expecting that I will already be a pretty experienced Silverlight person, or will you take me from, you know, as Ian says, some of those initial concepts like binding and templates and styles and content controls? Is that something that you'll lead me onto that, or do I have to be a Silverlight expert before I show up?
No.
We're not expecting them to be experts. We are expecting them to be fast learners, because, you know, it's PDC.
Sure.
And we're certainly not going to kind of do the walkthrough of, this is Visual Studio, here's how you create a new project, here's how you attach an event handler. Yeah, we sort of assume people can grok that pretty quickly. And what we want to focus on is specifically the ideas that people seem to take a long time to get to grips with. So when I do a lot of training in WPF and Silverlight, and often I work with people who've got 3 months, 6 months experience, who still haven't really fully internalized the difficult, different things, the things that stand out about WPF and Silverlight and make them unusual. Being effective with templating, with binding, with styling, all those things takes quite a while to pick up on. So it's if you got, you know, 3 months of experience, that'll be great. We should be able to give you a big shove in the right direction. If you haven't, it won't be a problem, but be prepared to kind of hit the ground running.
Okay, so you're going to give me a bit of an intro that's going to be there, but not the kind of baby hand-holding kind of intro.
No.
A grown-up kind of intro.
Very British.
For the mature .NET developer.
Yes.
and so where does the session go from there? What else are you going to put into the session at PDC?
Well, I think one of the things, like Ian was saying, is the whole intro piece. It's very interesting where if you've been doing it for a little while, you might think that you can skip the intro, but, we think we'll pretty much sort of drag you in with regards to, can you do that? Didn't know you could do that. So that's the kind of whole kind of message around the intro.
Okay.
Once we've gone from the intro, we're going to start to dig into sort of connected services, you know, look at WCF. We're going to look at REST, we're going to look at POX as well, and kind of look at how you integrate connected services into your client effectively. I think I've covered. Are there other bits in there that we're going to...
I think that's the morning, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything, yeah, for that morning.
So then for the afternoon, our current plan is to look more at things like the design of the application from the point of view of what sort of patterns are going to be useful to you. So there's this thing called the view model idea. It goes by many names. You've got people call it view model or presenter or separated presentation. There's lots of different names for it, but the basic idea is the same in every case, is where you have a layer sat between the pure UI stuff and the bits beneath that that talk to the service. It's useful to have a kind of extra layer in there. We're going to talk about why that is, how it goes wrong if you don't have that, because the classic rookie mistake is to think, oh, I don't need that. I can just connect everything coming out of my back end straight to the UI of data binding, and it seems to work until it stops working. And we're going to talk about the problems there. We also want to talk about some of the frameworks that are out there, things like Prism and Meth, and see where those fit in. And so people, we hope, will leave with a clear idea of whether they even want to use that, and what it's for, where it fits in. So that's kind of the third session for
that. So in some ways this is kind of taking the stuff you do in the conceptual view at the start, things like binding and so on, and then you're going to talk about how to hook up this client to the back end and get some data into that client. And then this third session really is how, if you're going to use those concepts and those back end services, how you actually structure and architect an application so that you build code that supplies what the UI in Silverlight actually wants from you.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So it's how I hook those two first sessions together to build a proper production app in a structured, professional way, as opposed to just hacking together a few demos and a few event handlers here and there.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the whole idea by the end of those three sessions is that we're hoping to give you a very clear view on how to stretch your application correctly so that you get all this kind of goodness that Silverlight has to offer, and you approach that in the right way with, hopefully, with the tips that we'll give you, make that whole process a lot easier for you.
Okay, so I'm into the middle of my afternoon. You've filled my head with a bunch of stuff about Silverlight. I'm jet-lagged. I'm starting to feel like I should be going to bed. Where does the rest of the day go for me? What's left in the session?
The final session is about design and developer workflow, and what we're going to talk about there is really that's the last kind of part that sits on top of everything that's come before it.
Mm-hmm.
So once we've kind of done the intro, done the services, we've shown you how to connect everything up, but how do you get this workflow to kind of work for you, for want of a better word?
Right.
You hear a lot about design and developer workflow from Microsoft, and sometimes, without having what we're going to have showed you previously in place, that design developer workflow can be really difficult to achieve. So what we're going to highlight is that with using MVVM, Prism or Meth, having that as the kind of core part of your application, your way of building an app, the workflow sits on top of that really, really nicely.
And it may seem like an odd thing to be talking about at the professional developers conference,
yes,
but actually one of the things that people really need to get their head around is that the developer has a big responsibility here. If you want to have an application that's got great design, it's not a thing you can apply after the event. Yeah, that just never works well.
You just bolt it on, right?
Well, yes, people do this.
It
might look fantastic, but will be completely unusable. You do need to have a much more integrated approach to the whole thing if you want to get the most out of your designers. And because Silverlight gives the designers the opportunity to get very heavily involved in the process, at the same time, you do often need to do a bit of hand-holding, particularly if you've got designers who are not that familiar with the tool chain. Sure. You do need to work with them. You need to make sure that you're giving them what they need. And there's a lot we can talk about there, about what we've learned sitting side by side with designers and making sure that they've got what they need. Because it can be kind of sort of humbling. You think you've done everything you require, and they just sit there and blend and go, where is it? I can't see anything. So there's a lot that we need to do to make sure they can do their jobs.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've learned, or a couple of things that hopefully I've learned, if I get that right, is one is blendability.
Yes.
So we'll talk more about what blendability is and how to make things blendable effectively. And the other sort of, I think like what Ian was saying, the humbling thing is source control. That's something that we as devs, you know, have lived with for a very, very long time.
Sure.
Designer coming on, source control?
Yeah.
What source control? So there's a lot of hand-holding to be done, and I think towards the end of the session that's more of a rounding of, you know, you as a developer, how do you work with a designer, how do you take them under your wing, that sort of a thing, really. Buy them coffee, stuff like that. Most of my beer, so.
So really, if we work through it again, it's kind of the intro conceptual bits, and then it's, hey, we're building a client for something, so let's talk about how we connect up to those services that we're building a client for and get data into the app, and then some food. And then we come back and we think about how we should actually really be structuring that patterns and practices around how we should be putting one of these applications together. And then really that last bit, which is about getting some design aesthetic into the application, is that the developer's got to write code for designability. They can't just expect to write some code and lob it over the fence.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I go through the day and pretty much come out, hopefully ready to go and build either my first Silverlight applications or better Silverlight applications.
Yeah, definitely. Or we can go and get some beer.
And then we'll go and get some beer.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, you've sold me on it. I will be there. I will see you both there in Los Angeles.
Thanks, Mike.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Hopefully, if you're planning on writing any Silverlight 3 applications, that workshop will provide all the technology and details you might need to make the best application possible. Thanks for joining us.